KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls volleyball tournament action last night, Class 2A regional first round matches saw Audubon down Riverside 3-0. It was Griswold over Clarinda Academy in 3 straight. Tri-Center topping AHST 3-0. Missouri Valley shut down Logan Magnolia 3-0. Prairie Valley beat Panorama 3-1. Maple Valley over West Monona 3 in a row. And Van Meter took 3 out of 5 from West Central Valley last night. All those winners move into next week's second round of action with those victories. Well, high school cross country regional qualifying meets are set for today around the state. Teams in all classes will be trying to qualify both as teams and individuals for the state cross country championships. Atlantic will host a pair of meets today. They'll host 1A and 3A cross country championship meets today at the Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic. In Class 3A, Atlantic will be joined by ADM, Ballard, Boone, Creston, Dallas Center, Grimes, Glenwood, Harlan, Norwalk, Perry, Saydell, Shenandoah, Essex, and Winterset, all running here today in Class 3A. Among those schools in Class 1A running here locally will be Adair Casey, AHST, Audubon, Bedford, Boyer Valley, Clarinda Academy, Corning, Earlham, Exira EHK, Griswold, Guthrie Center, Heartland Christian, IKM Manning, Logan Magnolia, Mount Air, Nishnabotna, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Riverside, St. Albert, Trainer, Underwood, Villisca, West Harrison, and Woodbine will all be participating in that Class 1A meet. Should be a good day today at Nishna Hills. The weather may not be the greatest, but the competition should be top-notch today as the top 3 teams and the top 10 individuals in each of those races will be trying to qualify for the state championships. Now, the schedule today in Atlantic looks like this. The girls' 1A race will start at 3:30. That'll be the first race of the day. That'll be followed at 4 o'clock by the boys' Class 1A championship race. The girls' 3A race will follow at 4:30, and the last race of the day will be the 3A boys' race, and that gets underway at 5 o'clock today. Now also, there'll be a Class 2A meet being held today at Panora, both boys and girls. Now, some of the top teams and individuals around the area will be competing here locally. The weekly Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country rankings came out yesterday afternoon, and in Class 3A on the boys' side, Shenandoah Essex is ranked number 6, while Glenwood is 10th. In girls, it's Harlan 9th and Shenandoah Essex ranked 14th. In girls Class 1A, Griswold is number 1 with Earlham number 3. Underwood is 10th and Tri-Center 11th. In boys Class 1A, St. Albert is ranked number 1 with Riverside number 6. Guthrie Center 7. Tri-Center is ranked number 9. Logan Magnolia is 14th. Nottoway Valley ranked 15th in this week's polling. Among the individuals from around the area that are ranked this time around, on the boys' side in Class 3A, Sean Skillern of Shenandoah Essex is ranked 15th, James Fuller of Glenwood 19th, Philip Saranko of Harlan is 20th, Jeff Reeve of Glenwood is number 26. In the top 30 on the girls' side in 3A, Jessica Feldman of Harlan is ranked 14th, while Maria Mostek of Creston is ranked number 29. Also in 2A on the girls' side, Breezy Weaver of Missouri Valley is ranked 29th in this week's poll. The Class 1A boys' and girls' polls are both dotted with Southwest Iowa athletes. In Class 1A girls, Rebecca Topham of Griswold is ranked number 1 again this week. Nottoway Valley's Destiny Scar is rated 12th. Tiffany Shepherd of Corning is 14th. Jordan Sint of Griswold is 15th. Megan Deist of Audubon is ranked 17th. Megan Maskey of Woodbine 19th. Abby Murphy of Earlham is 20th, while Alex Larson of Tri-Center is 23rd, and Therese Frells of Guthrie Center is ranked number 24 this week. In the 1A boys' rankings, St. Albert's Josh Sindelar is top-rated. His teammate Scott Thule is ranked 10th. Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey is ranked 13th. Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center is 15th. Ellis Johnson of Logan Magnolia is rated number 17. T.J. Bauer of Nottoway Valley is 18th. Jake Weber of Boyer Valley is ranked 22nd, while Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey is ranked 25th in this week's poll. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have taken a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series as they outlasted both the Giants and the rain yesterday. 3-1 the final in a game that was interrupted by a 3.5-hour rain delay at Busch Stadium. The big hit was a Matt Carpenter 2-run homer for the Cards in the third inning. Carpenter entered the game as a replacement for Carlos Beltran, who was taken out after grounding out in the first inning. The Cards say Beltran has a strained knee and his status is uncertain for Game 4. Card starter Kyle Loesch got the win despite a ragged start. He allowed 7 hits and 5 walks and a run in 5 2/3 innings. The Cards' bullpen, though, was lights out as four Cardinal relievers hurled 3 1/3 shutout innings. Jason Mott got the two-inning save. Game 4 is tonight at Busch Stadium. Tim Lincecum, who was 10-15 in the regular season, opposes the Cardinals' Adam Wainwright, who was 14-13 during the year. We'll have that game for you live this evening here on KJAN. 6:10 is the pregame show. Well, the Detroit Tigers can clinch a spot in the World Series with a win over the Yankees in the Motor City this afternoon when Game 4 of the ALCS is scheduled after last night's rainout. It's CC Sabathia for the New Yorkers against Max Scherzer of the Tigers, who hold a 3-0 series lead. A Yankee manager Joe Girardi's lineup for Game 4 had Alex Rodriguez and center fielder Curtis Granderson out of the starting lineup. Eric Chavez was scheduled in place of A-Rod at third base. Brett Gardner was scheduled to start in place of Granderson. Girardi's lineup also had Nick Swisher back in right field after he was benched in game number 3. In other baseball news, Derek Jeter will have surgery on his broken left ankle, and the New York Yankees say the star shortstop could need 4 to 5 months to completely recover. The Yankees say that Jeter will be operated on Saturday by Dr. Robert Anderson in Charlotte, North Carolina. Brian McCann's agent says the Braves catcher expects to be completely healthy for the 2013 season following surgery on his right shoulder. McCann's rehabilitation could last 6 months, so his status for the opening month of next season is uncertain. The Milwaukee Brewers say veteran reliever Levon Hernandez and catcher Yorvit Torrealba have become free agents after refusing outright assignments to the minor leagues. Chicago Cubs broadcaster and former big league manager Bob Brenly says he won't return to the team next season. WGN-TV and Brenly released a joint statement announcing his departure from the Cubs after 8 seasons. Brenly says he's looking for another TV gig. Eddie Yost, who was nicknamed the Walking Man because of his penchant for drawing bases on balls during an 18-year major league career, has died. He was 86. The Boston Red Sox say Yost died Tuesday morning in Weston, Massachusetts, but did not announce a cause. Yost spent his first 14 seasons with the original Washington Senators and then played for the Tigers and the Angels. After his playing days, Yost was a third base coach for the Red Sox, the New York Mets, and the Washington Senators. Primarily a third baseman from 1944 to 62, Yost drew 1,614 walks, a total that still ranks the 11th on the all-time list. In college football news, Notre Dame quarterback Everett Golson has been cleared by doctors to practice after he sustained a concussion in last week's Stanford game. Now that he's cleared to practice, Golson is expected to start Saturday when the 5th-ranked Fighting Irish play BYU in South Bend. Golson left Notre Dame's 20-13 overtime victory against Stanford Saturday late in the fourth quarter when he took a helmet-to-helmet hit. South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says he'll discipline defensive tackle Kelsey Quarles for throwing a punch at an LSU player last week. Spurrier said in his weekly teleconference that the discipline would probably involve missing game time. A video on YouTube shows Quarles punching LSU center P.J. Lonergan in the face mask after a first quarter play in the Tigers' victory. Police say Texas Tech's starting center, Deverick Gallington, was arrested on charges of misdemeanor public intoxication and disorderly conduct after police were called to a bar fight near campus last weekend. Athletic Department spokesman Blaine Beal says Gallington will play for the number 18 Red Raiders at TCU on Saturday. Kansas City Chiefs general manager Scott Pioli tells the Associated Press that he's not concerned about his job status despite a 1-5 start by the team in his 4th season in charge. Pioli says he has made mistakes, though he refused to discuss any of them in detail. He did say they encompass all facets of his job, player personnel, fan relationships, and a failure to fully understand the role of the GM in Kansas City. Pioli admitted the changes are necessary, though he said getting into the specifics publicly is not in anybody's best interest right now. He did say that he remains confident in coach Romeo Crennel, who also serves as the team's defensive coordinator. The Chiefs are off this week. They'll play Oakland on October 28th. In other NFL news, Ray Lewis has been placed on injured reserve with the designated to return tag, which provides him the chance to play again this season. The Pro Bowl veteran tore his right triceps in Sunday's game against Dallas. His return this season is unlikely, but being designated to return means the 37-year-old is eligible to come back after 6 weeks. The loss of Lewis was balanced somewhat by the return of linebacker Terrell Suggs, who practiced yesterday for the first time this season. Suggs has been out with a torn right Achilles tendon. Fullback John Connor of the Jets has been waived by the team with an injury settlement. Connor, the Jets' 5th-round draft pick in 2010, has been dealing with knee and hamstring injuries all season. The NFL is again urging a federal judge to avoid interfering in the efforts of Commissioner Roger Goodell to discipline 4 players for the Saints' cash for hits bounty pool. In a response to papers the players filed earlier this week, the NFL says its labor agreement gives Goodell the power to handle discipline involving conduct detrimental to football at his discretion. U.S. District Judge Ginger Berrigan is considering the player's request to overturn varying suspensions to Saints linebacker John Vilma, Saints defensive end Will Smith, free agent defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove, and Cleveland linebacker Scott Fujita. Joe Banner has been introduced as the CEO of the Cleveland Browns, joining new owner Jimmy Haslam III in trying to turn around the NFL franchise. Banner spent 19 years with the Eagles, 12 of those as president before leaving the club last season. Well, Creighton matched its record for wins last season and won a game in the NCAA tournament. Coach Greg McDermott believes he has the makings of a team ready to reach a regional semifinal for the first time in program history. He said Wednesday at the team's media day that he's not afraid to make his goal public. Doug McDermott, a 2012 first-team All-American, a candidate for National Player of the Year, and the coach's son, is among four returning starters. In all, nine of the top 10 players are back from the team that went 29-6, finished second to Wichita State in the Missouri Valley Conference regular season, and won the league tournament. The Blue Jays beat Alabama before losing to North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. In racing news, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s sister says NASCAR's most popular driver could be back racing next week at Martinsville Speedway. Earnhardt will miss his second consecutive race Sunday at Kansas because of two concussions suffered in a six-week span. Kelly Earnhardt Miller wrote in a post on JRNation.com that Earnhardt is on schedule to test a car early next week, and if all goes well, she says he can race again on October 28th at Martinsville. And Governor Terry Branstad is expected to honor Iowa wrestling legend Dan Gable on his 64th birthday next week. Branstad will issue a special proclamation declaring October 25th as Dan Gable Day during an event at the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dan Gable Museum in Waterloo. In a press release, Branstad says Gable represents the commitment, perseverance, and dedication that are the foundation of Iowa. Gable won three state wrestling titles in high school, two NCAA titles at Iowa State University, and an Olympic gold medal in 1972. Then he coached the University of Iowa's wrestling team to 15 NCAA championships and 21 consecutive Big Ten titles. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.